Louis Armstrong had many, many hits in his life, and we're going to play three of them. The first one was his first big seller in 1930. In those days, they didn't talk about gold records. It was, I think, Benny Goodman got the first gold record ever made. This is a tune called When You're Smiling, written by Larry Shea and Mark Fisher. And it's played by the Louis Armstrong All-Stars, with Eddie Miller and clarinet, Billy Carr piano, Trummy Young and drums. And we follow that with Louis Armstrong's giant hit, Mack the Knife. This is a version recorded in Africa, 1956. I guess we'll remember Bobby Darin doing this, and of course Ella Fitzgerald had a huge success with the tune, which was written by Kurt Vile. Louis said, when remarking about Mack the Knife, "Oh, there's a Mack and a knife in every city." His ego made him lord of everything, and I think that's what Kurt Vile was meaning when he composed Mack the Knife. Louis unexpectedly got another gold mine, hit another gold mine, when he took a rather mediocre tune from Broadway, put his stamp of genius on it, and we had Hello Dolly, which also got known as Hello Louis. It was recorded here in 1964. The band had Kyle on piano, Joe Rumsberg clarinet, Russell Moore on trombone. And Hello Dolly was written by Jerry Herman. So let's hear When You're Smiling, Mack the Knife, Hello Dolly, three huge sellers by genius Louis Armstrong.
Now here's another one that we originally made with the same orchestra in October 29. When You're Smiling. And I'll never forget the day to record this number, because I want to give credit right to here to a man that inspired me to play high notes, and it's B.A. Rolfe. And I never heard a man stand up and play what he played on the trumpet in my life. He stood up and played a tune called Shadowland Octave Higher, and it inspired me so. I went down to the studio the following week and played When You're Smiling. Here it is, folks.
the Knife, the creation of Kurt Wilde, never lived in old Storyville. But as Louis puts it, he grew up with lots of characters just like Mac the Knife, played at many of their funerals.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And thanks to Mr. George Viken for tipping us to this tune, Old Mac the Knife.
Take a rap, fellas. final and empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never go away again.
Three of the gold records that Louis Armstrong performed and made very, very successful. There were lots of others, I know, but I chose those three.